You're tuned to WQCS 88.9 FM and HD1. I'm Kenrick Thomas. Zora Neale Hurston was an African-American novelist, English teacher, and folklorist who was born in Alabama on January 7, 1891. She traveled around the world, and Fort Pierce, Florida was a part of her journey. Hurston was a teacher at the all-black Lincoln Park Academy School. Some people still remember her today.
She would stop by the house and talk to my mom. That was my first encounter with Zora.
That's Hesser Russ, who's the owner of Granny's Kitchen on Avenue D in Fort Pierce. Hurston was her 10th grade English teacher when she attended Lincoln Park Academy. She went on to talk about the classroom atmosphere.
The kids, we really didn't take her that serious because we never knew how famous she was. So the classroom could get kind of chatty sometimes.
Russ would cook her food and bring it to her house.
I used to cook a meal called tomatoes and rice and sausage, and that was her favorite meal. I don't care what I cook, she always asked me, did I cook some of that if I didn't bring it to her?
You just have what?
More.
I made my way over to the old St. Lucie County Welfare Nursing Home in Fort Pierce, which is the last place Hurston lived before she passed. It's now a place where the elderly go to have a good time and play card games.
John won the game. I won the game.
It still looks like a house from the 50s. Brenda Cooper, who runs what is now called the St. Lucie County Agape Senior Recreation Center, she walks me through the front door, and you can see pictures and paintings of Hurston on the dark yellow wall. There are normally one or two people sitting in the living room, watching television. As I notice the pictures of Hurston on the wall, one elderly person walks towards me and starts to talk about her.
I was thinking that lady, you see up on that wall, she wears on. She's really well thought of, that lady. I didn't know her.
We walk towards the recreation area.
So this right here is the eating area?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Recreation eating.
There are about 4 6-foot tables with green cloths and plastic chairs around them. It's a place where the elderly people play Connect Four, Monopoly, and sometimes card games. As we make our way towards the room where Hurston stayed, just down the hall, you can see a life-size black and white picture of her smiling while she's holding some of her books, with a light shining over it. Now we enter the room where Hurston lived, with music from the 50s playing in the background, and the first thing we notice is a black and white typewriter at a wooden desk sitting in the corner near the window. Miss Cooper tells me what it was like when Hurston was living here.
She had already had two strokes. She'd suffered from high blood pressure, hypertension. The stroke left her disabled on her left side.
There's a table with some of Hurston's last pictures she had taken and books and letters that she'd written.
And this picture here is of Zora when she was traveling through the South. And if you'll notice, she has a pistol on her hip.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, why does she carry a pistol?
Well, you think about it. You traveling through the South and you're black?
Right next to the bed, there's a clipboard with Hurston's medical records hanging from the wall.
Medicines and what she couldn't pay.
It's been over 50 years since Hurston lived in this house, but her memories still remain here. For an archive of this story, visit our website at WQCS.org. For 88.9 FM, I'm Kenrick Thomas.